This scoreboard update is brought to you by Bingley. See their huge range of appliances in-store or online now at bingley.com.au.
Terrific to have over all these years on the Big Sports Breakfast the support of the likes of Yenda Lee and the Lee family, no doubt about that, and Lionel Lee now, who spearheads that company as well. Great supporters of the Big Sports Breakfast. And Loz, in my final half hour of the program, I'd just like to thank all those sort of supporters, the advertisers, the commercial interests who have supported myself and also the Big Sports Breakfast over all those 18 years as well, through the different hosts with Richard and then Slats and then obviously yourself. We've got some really rusted on supporters, which is terrific in a very crowded commercial world, and I appreciate them all.
Yeah, and you've got TK, I've been blown away by the amount of text messages this morning.
What, you thought no one liked me? Or
no, I thought they'd be more critical of you, not just rapping it. But anyway, this one here. Hey, TK, you're a dead set bloody beauty. I penned this little tribute for you. There was movement at the station, for the word had passed around that the cult from BSB had got away. All his loyal listeners, supporters, and the narc had gathered at the tab. In great dismay, to Bathurst and to Wagga, Mudgee, Coffs and Fenny Bay. It was great to hear the man we call TK. That was Steve from Mascot.
Good,
and there's
Steve
plenty of more text messages coming in. We can't get through them all, but thank you very, very much. I know, TK, you would appreciate them all.
And I've got to mention this one that's come in, Brendan, who I was with yesterday. Now, Brendan actually bought a special radio so we could actually listen to AM, and I'll just quickly do. TK, good to catch up yesterday. I salute you for helping make the 18 years of military road crawl commute bearable, and no doubt Sangian, which is the digital radio sales, will never be the same again. So he bought himself a special digi radio for AM reception so he could hear on that trip to Military Road. Nice to see you yesterday, Brendan, as well. Dave Stanley from tab.com.au. Geez, it looks beautiful out there at Roundwood.
It does, it does. I was just doing a bit of a tyre adjustment there as you threw to me, Terence. How about this bloke over, Brad Davidson? I think he's got something wrong with him. He's just standing here doing the Viking clap for the last half an hour. He's by himself.
It's getting traction.
I tell you what, it's getting traction.
Getting traction, Loz.
It is. Look, he's down there. Look, he's just yelling out. I'm a bit...
Look at
he's
him.
Just down there by himself.
So he loves
for those
the
driving
idea.
In the car, we've got pictures of Brad Davidson just standing in the theatre of the horse by himself doing the Viking clap.
Remarkable, so, isn't it? It's tremendous.
Don't
to
laugh
see.
At me.
It
when
is.
It takes off,
next
you guys
year.
Will be saying,
next
what
year.
Innovator Daily is.
Yeah. Markets,
now, boys,
mate.
Yep, yeah, very quickly. Obviously, Pirata has attracted some support. Arcadia Queen firm, that Everest market. There's also been some money around that Caulfield Cup for Finch, as you'd expect. But I'd be listening to Andrew Bensley's show after 9 o'clock. I'd also be listening to Sky Sports Radio tomorrow morning. There'll be plenty of mail coming your way. $1 million chase tonight as well, Black Opium. Very hard to beat. Finally can break through, hopefully in a real big one. And the Feral goes around tonight too. I've got a special, by the way. Drink Schooners, which is our dog from Bathurst last week, Loz. Drink Schooners into the Wallabies to win. A little special there at the $12 price. The boys at the tab will keep that open. Nice little double there. But before I say goodbye, come in here, mate. For those driving in the car, I wanted to get the chief on, TK.
Oh, the
this
chief,
bloke
yeah.
here,
give
the chief,
head
the cos. Give a
Panadol. Thanks, TK.
This is the bloke who brings all the pitches to life. We're on tour, and the chief, he's been a big...
he's a good man.
Yeah, been a part of the team. So, mate, I just wanted to say, what do you want to say to TK?
TK, mate, it's been a pleasure working with you over the last 5 years.
He's getting emotional.
And all the best. All the best, mate. I'm sure we'll see you again.
Good on you,
there
Joe.
You go, there. Joe the cameraman. Actually, you know what he said to me before? He goes, oh, have you got TK's number? I just wanted to give him a ring. And I said, oh, haven't you got TK's number? And he goes, no, he won't give it to me.
He's a good man. We have a terrific time on the park as well. Victorium has been absolutely smashed in the Kosciuszko too, by the way. Dave, thanks for all your support, mate. Yeah. Look forward to catching up later.
Mate, we'll have a beer. We'll have 1,000 schooners. But, yeah, you don't be a stranger.
And terrific day unfolding too at Wennie Park tonight. Don't forget about that $1 million chase. They've done a tremendous job. It's the second running of it. You're going to get all the coverage on Sky. You're also going to get the free-to-air coverage. So, Greyhound Racing Industry, it's nice to be leaving it on such a positive note. certainly Loz.
Yeah, and TK, it's all about you this morning.
No,
and you've had a lot of great text messages. You've had a lot of great people ring in. And I know that our next guest on the program, or actually not a guest, she's just rung up, the great Vonnie Sampson from Fox Sports. Morning, Von.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Vonnie.
TK, all the tributes, much deserved. I just wanted to ring up and say thank you for everything that you've done. I moved down from Queensland in about 2010 and didn't have any friends and didn't know any contacts. And you've always been the most welcoming and you really, I sent you a message yesterday, but you know, I didn't have anyone down here and I didn't understand the landscape of sport. And listening to you every morning, I felt like I was prepared to walk into a newsroom and know what's happening. And through the years, we've become very good friends. And, yeah, I've certainly learned a lot off you. And, yeah, your kindness won't be forgotten. So thank you for everything you've ever done, TK. Much deserved some time off and a sleep in. And thank you for leading me astray all those years on the racetracks. I'm not sure I'm ever invited back to the Mudgy Cup.
Well, I appreciate your friendship, Vonnie, and also that of Chris, your husband, who have both got flourishing careers. And again, it's wonderful to see the people like Vonnie and everybody else who come through the industry and then kick on, and all that talent is realised, and certainly that talent is appreciated in the nicest possible way. It's been a really pleasant part of the business, helping everybody, all my different hosts or the experts and, geez, rugby league players who in the beginning I know I've worked with who couldn't string words together, to give them the opportunity and try and work with them and bring them through. It's part of the job. It's part of something I really enjoy, Vonnie, and you're one of those...
Yeah, Vonnie's a lovely...
Good
person,
case.
A great person. You've been a great friend to TK. You're going to miss him, Vonnie. He's done a tremendous job.
Not passing
but you
away.
Won't. You won't miss him socially. He'll be back. He'll be around. He'll provide his Chardonnay. He will. he loves his
Chardonnay. Love a Chardonnay.
And other, what they don't know, Vonnie, either.
Yes.
Is he loves dressing up as a 21-year-old.
Like
have you ever noticed that, Vonnie?
I mean, TK's wardrobe is much too loud to be hidden behind radio. You need stitching, TK. Those jeans with the white stitching, outstanding.
Yeah,
well, the shoes with the blue suede on them. Let the people see them.
They'll come back. I reckon they'll come back into fashion one day. Hey, Vonnie, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. There.
You're a champion. I do have
she is a champion.
I do have a set
but you have, you,
blue
you,
suede home.
But you dress so well. You dress so
Stop
young.
It.
You dress so slick.
Leave it. I get dressed in the dark every morning, Loz. Well, I did get dressed in the dark every morning, okay?
Honestly.
So I've got an excuse.
This honestly, all right? Hand on heart.
Yeah.
Do you dress yourself or do you go shopping yourself or does Karen buy your clothes?
Nah, Karen normally buys my clothes.
Well, that's where... She's trendy, obviously,
yeah,
Karen.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah. This all comes in. Oh, my God. I never thought we'd see the day. Where's this going? All the best for the future, Terry. Hope the narc leaves you in peace. Regards, the bus driver. Thank you for that. TK, all the best. I'm very much like you. Don't take it the wrong way, but I'm a cynic, opinionated and passionate. Too much to some people's disgust sometimes. You've been sitting on my head via earmuffs for the last 15 years. Enjoy your sleep-ins. All the best to you, Karen, Grace and Riley. Fire up those battery-operated mowers and snipers and snippers, you flog. Cowboy from hell.
He's been a great, hasn't he, for the program, old Cowboy from hell.
Yeah.
He always sends us in a lot of text messages. Some we can't read out.
No.
But he's been brilliant at times, along with McHugh, and there's a lot of other guys that have been texting in. Hi, TK. After working for 14 years, all those years ago at Homebush Abattoirs, I know how hard early mornings are. The best thing about you, TK, was you are a closet magpie.
Always.
I don't think you've been a closet magpie.
Oh, I've come out
you've
of
always,
the cupboard.
Yep, you've always been a magpie supporter. All the best in your new endeavours, the magpie.
He was with the program when I very, very first started as a assistant producer, and he's a great mate of ours in Mario Colottis. G'day, Mario.
TK, 16 years I put up with you, man. How did I do it?
Didn't we have... Mate, I've got to say, I know it's not workplace standard now, but Mario and I and, geez, Jono, and we've had some of the biggest blues you've ever seen in the history of mankind. But, Marzo, I've got to say, the great thing is we'd shout and scream and remonstrate... And then within about 30 seconds, everything's just normal again.
Amazing, yeah. Mate, the first time you and Slats took to Suncorp Stadium, and you shouted at dinner, so you went to the takeaway place and got those burgers and fries.
Yeah.
And then I sat down after like an hour to get there, and then you guys were eating, and I looked at my burger, like nothing in it. I ate the bun.
Mario, the best story I have, and TK tells it all the time, when you track down the Rodeo rider.
Oh, come on.
But he was the clown.
Yeah. We used to have special Big Wednesday guests. And Murray said, the Rodeo's come to town. And you know, they've given us one of the big stars. And I said, oh, fantastic. So he's come in, and this Rodeo, what we thought was a Rodeo ride, he's come in, and we've started the interview with our Big Wednesday guest and how brave you are and how challenging it is and how many bones have you had broken and, you know, your death-defying feats every night in the Rodeo. And then about 3 minutes into the interview, Marza, he said, I'm not a rider. And we've gone, well, what are you? He said, I'm the clown. And fair. Talk about ripping shreds off somebody. I've given Mario the biggest serve you've ever seen in your entire life.
TK, thanks for everything, mate. You've been the last part of my life through everything, mate. And you know, especially my illness, you know, that 3 months that I was away and all the rest of you guys stuck by me. I really appreciate that and the company as well. So, mate, for everything you've done, for everything done to other people too, for what you've done over the years on the show, mate, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you very much, Mario. We look forward to catching up as well. Just
and I bet you missed Pete the Perfect tonight.
I did. I had a good chat with Pete the Perfect Panel Puncher from Putney earlier on.
A long chat, wasn't it?
He's good. We're looking forward to that. And that's the thing, and Laurie's understanding this, and I'm sure in all those other workplaces, I don't think we're unique. We're only unique in we've got to put up with everybody sleep deprived, and that does take some getting used to. But I've got to say, we've got a terrific team here. We've had terrific teams in the past, and that continues to be a terrific team currently, Loz, and it is, you know, we host together.
Yeah.
That's now coming to an end, but my host in the park, you spend more time with your host than you do with your partner back at home.
Well, you do, and you become very, very close,
don't
you?
That's a challenge for you, Karen. I mean, Laurie.
Well, you do. You become great mates. You've got to have that chemistry on and off air, and the thing that I've enjoyed working with you, TK, is we always have a laugh. We don't always agree with one another. But again, at the end of the day, when you've had that disagreement, we don't hold it against each other. You move on very, very quickly. And I've enjoyed our time away. I enjoy coming here every morning, not only working with you, but the crew. But if you don't enjoy who you're working with,
it just
makes it hard.
Well, it can't happen, Loss.
You know, so I've had a great time.
Not that I... No. And people who make those decisions probably need a heads up, but it just... doesn't happen and it doesn't work.
Well, I've said to you before, I didn't realise how much enjoyment I would get out of this job.
Yeah, well, that's working with me.
You know, exactly right. That's exactly
I'm
right.
I'm only joking.
But if you know what I mean, I thought that I'd come in and probably last a couple of months, 6 months, and then be out. But
You'd drive the knife into the back of me, did you?
Well, I didn't. I got the big knife out to give it to you.
You thought, if I'm going to do a job...
Well, in 10 minutes' time, I'm going to give it to you even more.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm going to do
a job...
I've only
got 10 minutes left.
May as well do a proper job. Good stuff coming in. TK's Karen filed for divorce, long-time listener. I've never seen her in the morning. I haven't seen Karen in the morning for 18 years, so that could be a bigger shock for her, I think.
I'm sure
she's used to having
be.
The house. Used to having the house to herself in the morning. Someone said, what do the kids do in the morning? I said, don't know. I've never seen them. I've never seen the kids in the morning. Hi, TK. I'm disappointed and at the same time happy for you. Love watching you with the different co-hosts. You can confirm, you can concern them and can turn them into funny people. I'm going to miss you. I'm not sure if they'll have someone with your personality. I'm hoping the narc will still be around. Bless you and your family and future ventures. Thank you for that. And Crossy's just quickly said, TK, loved your work over the years and loved the debates and the chats we've had and the beers. You're a great bloke. Cheers, Crossy. Thank you, Crossy, and all our regular listeners. And again, Loz, again, they just feel like a part of a really big extended family.
Yeah, no, you're right there, TK. And there's been plenty of people wanting to have their say on the open line. There's been plenty of text messages coming in, and a man we speak to almost every day is Andrew Bensley, and he joins us on the line now. Morning, Benz.
Yeah, good morning to you guys out here at Randwick in our OB van, and we'll have plenty after 9 o'clock, obviously, on the Tab Everest. Michael Clemenger, one of the owners of Santa Ana Lane, is going to join us. And at the same time, he hasn't done many chats this week, but Anthony Friedman, the trainer of Santa Ana Lane, is going to join us with Michael in that chat. We'll talk about the Kosciuszko. We'll talk about everything else, the Tab Million Dollar Chase, and our Friday regulars, Brad Gray and Adam Blinko, talking about tomorrow's racing. But that's all after 9 o'clock. But most sincerely, TK, you should be very proud of what's gone to air this morning. I know the next few minutes is going to be probably a little bit tougher than, tough. But you should be very proud of what you've been able to achieve in the last 18 years. You came here on 2KY and to Sky Sports Radio, and you have left us with moments that we will treasure forever. And I had small parts along the way at 8:50, and old Slats and you used to get into the size of my cranium, my head, and all that sort of stuff. And it became a part of it, and I have been privileged to be a part of your life in the time that we've been doing Racing HQ. We wish you most sincerely from the racing fraternity, because you every Monday did that extra hour on Punters Postmortem, and people that used to phone in and will still phone in regularly. There is one in particular, Kurt. I'm surprised that Kurt hasn't rung in, TK, but they'll be missing you come Monday, because you always often explore an area that we're not expecting to, sure. And we're going to miss that in some way. So you should be very proud of what you've done in your time over the last 18 years.
Benz, thank you very much for those kind words as well, and thank you for your support right throughout that period here at Sky Sports Radio. But you mentioned what I've given to the listeners, really. I've loved what I've got back from them.
Yeah, and it's been a big part of the reason why it's been a success, this program.
I've enjoyed them all. The
you've
debates,
been here for a long time.
Yeah, which has been fantastic, Loz. And you'll get it the further and further you go into it, is they become bigger and bigger parts of how you deal with things and how you go forward in life. And certainly the debates you have, and they're great, but it does feel back. But as you said, you know, people are saying wonderful, nice things about me this morning, which is really nice, flattering. But again, I've got more out of it.
Yeah.
Which has been the great thing.
Yeah, and I think, TK, you've been a broadcaster all your life. You've been involved in the media. And wherever you've been, you've done a fantastic job. You've been very successful. I mean, not
and
many people get to last 18 years on one particular job. You know, you deserve a rest. And that is the thing, mate. You deserve a rest. You've done this for a long time. You'll spend a lot more time with your family, and I'm sure they will appreciate that. Because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, it's all said and done, as long as you've got your health,
absolutely,
and you have your family, they're the two most important things in life.
All good, it's all good, and they are absolutely true. Never a truer word spoken. 8:54. We'll just take a short break and come back.
At Wingman, we've got your back. We're so excited by our new Wingman mid-strength 3.5% crisp, clean, never bitter lager. We're putting out a challenge. Next time you buy your beer, grab a single can of Wingman 3.5%, and if it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispest lager you've ever had, take it back and Wingman will refund your money. Visit wingmanbeer.com.au to see where we've landed, and if you can't find us at your local, call us on 1300 45 BEER. Take the Wingman challenge today. Enjoy responsibly.
Lenny the Shark.
Racing in the Miracle Mile, the 50th running. Lazarus and our Waikiki Beach are trying to wind up. The leader narrowly is Lenny the Shark. Smolder and Lazarus, they're trying to close, but Lenny's trying to lift. Here's Smolder on the inside. Lenny the Shark and Smolder. Lenny's just in front. I think he might have got there. Lenny the Shark, a nose to Smolder.
Lenny the Shark.
Standing at Yirrabee Stud in New South Wales, where there's a value for money stallion for everyone. Visit yirrabee.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Well, TK, you've been a part of this program for 18 years, but yeah. I reckon this next fella might have you on the...
I reckon
you're
right.
He started maybe 20 years ago on the Big Sports Breakfast.
I reckon he was before me, mate.
Well, we'll ask him. Morning, Munns.
Morning, Laurie. TK, I can't believe it. 15 years I did this program, and you run me into the news every single time I have to come
hey,
on.
Hey, nothing's changed.
And nothing's changed. I get to say goodbye, and you're going to cut me off to go to the news. You're an absolute champion, TK. Congratulations to what you've done on 2KY Sky Sports Radio for the Big Sports Breakfast. Of course, it kicked off with Trenty and Rad.
Yep.
You and Richard, and then Slats and yourself, and now Laurie, and whoever is going to go into the chair alongside Laurie. But I must admit, TK, I've never had a bad word with you. I've never had an argument with you, which just goes to prove how completely mad we both are.
I think that too, Glenn. It's been remarkable. I've got to say that your judgment as far as if I'm having a punt, and when people say horse is firm or they blow, but people don't understand sometimes actually what that means or how significant it is. But I know Glenn's whole background is in the thoroughbred and marketing industry, and no one understands wagering like Glenn Munsey does. So if he gives you a little bit of a heads up during our coverages, whether it's across Sky Sports Radio or certainly Sky, and I know I'm flattering Glenn here, but it's absolutely true. He understands the industry immensely, and you should sort of take note. But Glenn, I thank you for your support, mate.
Right, and TK, next time you go to Melbourne, especially of a Friday afternoon before Derby Day, I'd probably have an early afternoon.
Yes, I would. I've had some... it's sort of my grand final. It's my Anzac Day in some ways, that Friday before Derby Day.
Well, it is.
But now we've got the Golden Eagle as well.
Yeah, well, the Golden Eagle, that's on in a couple of weeks' time. But, of course, we've got the Everest tomorrow. What a day the Everest will be. Over 40,000 people out there at Randwick.
Yeah, I made a couple of when I... We put a media release out, not that it's earth-shattering news, but when I did say that, when I did join back in March 2003, Loz, I honestly believed that if I could do the breakfast radio where I had dipped my toe into it for a couple of years on a regular basis, that would see me out. Now, 18 years later, I'm still going. The one regret I do have, and it's an honest regret I do have, that for our listeners and our viewers now, that over all those years, I've steered them into more losers than I have winners, right? So I've got to shove the hand up there. I'm not the worst judge in the world, as some people want to tell you.
No, you're very good.
But I'm not the best judge in the world either.
Don't be that harsh.
Let's go to our tips for the final time. Well, for my final time. I go to the tips for my final time. I can't jump off now, Loz. And I'm going to give my tip in the Everest because really it's the only race that matters. I think Victorian will win easily in the Kosciuszko. I'm glad to say that I jumped in early before that $4 was gone and maybe the $5. And now I think it's into $2.50. And Brad Davidson said it's up more like a $2.20 chance that he's got it marked. I think Victorium will be winning the Kosciuszko. And I'm not about to jump off Pierrata yet. $5.50, race 7, number 2, which is the Everest. And I think I went the entire A-League season once tipping Sydney FC. And do you know what? I think they only lost one game or two games throughout that entire year. So that's my sporting tip. So I'm really hopeful of you'll pay homage to me next Monday morning by tipping the double, the Kosciuszko Everest double, into then Sydney FC winning as well.
Well, I'm going to have one last disagreement with you.
I'd be disappointed if you didn't,
I think Loz. Anthony Friedman will have a big day tomorrow.
I think he will,
and
too.
I think Santa Ana Lane will win the Everest. And my best bet of the day starts early at Caulfield, race 1, number 3, Starcaster, paying $4.60. So for mine, it's Starcaster into Santa Ana Lane. And I get the feeling the Wallabies might produce their best tomorrow night against England. So at $3.40, okay, I'm going with the Wallabies to upset England.
All right. Well, I'm now confirming what Peter Volandis thought earlier on in the morning, that maybe the old concussion test will be carried out on Loz. Wanting the Viking clap at the Everest and also tipping Wallabies to beat England at the World Cup. Loz, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'd just like to thank, it'd be remiss of me not to thank the likes of John O'Shea, Richard Friedman who came on, Adam Pengelly and Brad Davidson, obviously Peter Volandis. I thank him immensely for his support and his kind words. Same with Tony Mestroff. As I mentioned, I'd worked for years and years with his father, and now he's running the greyhound industry, and that was in another industry. To Brad Davidson, I touched upon, to Todd Greenberg for his kind words, and for the truth from Robbie Slater, and also from the truth for you. But no disrespect, but it's the listeners.
Yeah.
They're the ones I'd like to thank.
Yeah. I mean, they've been a big part of your life for 18 years, Terry. And for me, I've only been here 2 years. I've really appreciated everything you have done for me personally, and in the workplace environment. You have helped me out so many times. You have taught me, you have educated me on how to get better, and I've still got a lot of learning and growth to go, but I've really appreciated more than anything your friendship, And it's our relationships that will continue, or our relationship will continue away from this program. I consider you to be a mate, a very good mate. I wish you all the best into the future. While it's sad you are leaving, I'm also excited
about
what you're about to do. And knowing you, you'll give it 100%, and you'll be bigger and better than ever. And, mate, from behalf of myself and my family,
thank you.
I want to thank you for everything you've done.
Lars, an absolute pleasure. And to our listeners and our viewers, it's been a privilege and a pleasure. And that is from the bottom of my heart. It really has. And it's been a wonderful time. I mentioned earlier, I've gotten a lot more out of it than I've given. And that's a great thing.
Yeah.
So I'd love to think that I leave the program after all these years with it in terrific shape. I think it's in terrific shape. I've actually loved every moment. I can't pick too many bad moments, apart from that bloody alarm clock. If you could shift the time of breakfast radio a little bit later, I'd be involved forever, I would like to think. It's been wonderful. I've enjoyed all the listeners. I've enjoyed all the debates. I've enjoyed all the arguments. And I enjoyed the company of the guy who sits next to me, whether it be Richard Slats or yourself. But I've enjoyed the listeners and their feedback. And I'm not passing away. Having a freshen up, and I'll be back bigger and better than ever. Thanks, everybody.